Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Train Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Doc Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. Some sad news to unfortunately start the show off with, as my good friend Archie Kimura of the Benton label has informed us that there will unfortunately not be a South by Southwest Japan Night Tour this year. A staple of South by Southwest since 2000, the tour brought out many great acts from the land of the rising sun all across the country to bring their amazing sound to Americans everywhere. While it's sad that the Japan Night Tour won't be happening this year, I am hopeful that this will give South by Southwest Japan time to set up a big 20th anniversary tour for next year. In any case, there are a lot of great acts from Japan coming to the big Austin, Texas festival, and sometime next month, I look forward to showcasing them to you listeners in our annual special. Until then, let's dive into this week's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find just about all these records on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We're going to start the show off with a new track from the Peggies, who you'll know for their theme song contributions to Boruto, Naruto Next Generations, and Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai. They just released their first major label album, Hell Like Heaven, and it is fantastic. Be sure to check it out. From that record is a song called Sooner.
どこかで声がするって助けを呼びたいかの声がする見て見ぬふりを通り越して無表情で抱きしめて唾を吐いたのは誰誰ほらまたどこかで音がする何から壊れてゆく音がする耳を塞いでしまったのは僕は僕を守るのレイサらしいからねえごめんてば
Pop Syndrome EP that was Banjo Suzuki with Kingyo. Recently, the works of Banjo Suzuki can be heard in Last Fall's Bloom Into You and the hit anime film I Want to Eat Your Pancreas. I've been reading the manga version of it, and I'll be honest, it's kind of a tough read. It's a great story, but it's wicked easy to get emotional over what happens in it. Listeners, I am at a loss over how a company like Activision can function. So the publishers behind Call of Duty announced that they have had to cut 800 jobs from its team, despite the fact that they had their biggest financial year yet. Between their software, DLC, and microtransactions, Activision made a cool $2.4 billion in revenue. And these earnings were called a quote-unquote disappointment by the company. So they axed 800 people 1 month after hiring one guy with a revenue of $900,000 a year with a $15 million bonus. It's moments like this where I realize the need for video game employees to unionize. Actions like this speak way loud, where not even success in a company is a guarantee of being safe. Watching as the people who worked tirelessly to create games are cut, whereas the stockholders who probably never had to work in an honest day in their life are at the top of the chain, smoking their cigars and sitting on millions of cash. Are they gonna help out those that got let go? No, most likely they'll ignore the emails, the cries for help, and those who are suffering from this falsehood known as a restructuring. Honestly, when did video game companies only start caring about money? What happened to publishers who would strive to deliver a fun experience over doing something that'd squeeze every penny out of gamers? Where is the EA that gave us Shadows of the Damned and Shank? The Ubisoft that delivered Prince of Persia and Red Steel? The Activision that made Prototype and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater? I scrolled through these companies, and for the past 5 to 6 years, they've delivered the same games over and over again, with rarely a sight of something out of left field. I miss the days where video game publishers were the rebels of the entertainment industry. They were run by cool people who are making cool experiences, giving way to titles that boggled the imagination. Where Hollywood was once the stuck-up place where everything had to be an art form, video game companies just made shit that was enjoyable from start to finish. Nowadays, it seems like the reverse is happening, with the big-name companies now making the same video game every single year, while TV and filmmakers are now attempting to bring something new to audiences either on the big screen or on streaming sites. It sucks to say, but the gaming industry isn't the same as it once was. And if it doesn't stop with slashing jobs for the sake of the almighty dollar, the video game industry is going to experience a crash very similar to what happened in the 80s. Put human beings first before profits, especially now that you have more money than God at this point. You literally have nothing else to lose if you keep employees around and spread the wealth like you should be. And if you fail to make a profit, take a cue from the late great Satoru Iwata, the former president of Nintendo, and take a motherfucking pay cut. When a company makes more profits, you hire more people, not trim the fat. Ubisoft even just announced that they had a huge profits and are going to be expanding their teams, the complete opposite of what Activision did. Activision has truly shown what kind of company they really are with this recent stunt. And if I wasn't somewhat boycotting them already outside of Blizzard stuff, I would be doing so right now. Companies need to learn that money isn't everything. Shareholders mean jack shit compared to the hardworking employees spending 50 to 60 hour work days making your games. It's time they realize this, and I call on game devs everywhere to start unionizing so as to make sure shit like this is put to a screeching halt. Even though I'm not a big fan of what some unions do, having one is a far better option than risking your job without one. So, game industry, please get your shit together. Otherwise, it'll be people like us and those on the lower ground tier of your company that will be eating the rich. And not just eating the rich. They're gonna boil you and drink the juices right from your bones. Okay, that kind of went a little bit more grim, but you know what? It's fucking awful what Activision did, and I hope that something happens to them that makes them think back as to why this is just so fucking wrong. Until then, let's head back to the playlist. Coming up, we've got the band Nocturum, who just released their fourth album, The Afterlife. Those in the UK can catch them on tour from March 14th to the 22nd throughout London, Birmingham, Liverpool, and Bristol, just to name a few places. Be sure to visit their Facebook for all their current stocks. From The Afterlife, here are Nocturum with A Girl With No Love.
I want Hi, this is Clay Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is an interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com, but you are here at ITHINKTHISISGREAT.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I Think This Is Great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think Jerry Business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Wait, that was backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
That is over. それでも踊りたかった 眠れないから 情熱の日はいつしかいつの日にか 鼻から気づいている ほむらはいつか消える 何もいらないはずだった なのにまだ I'm so still here. せずに人の成り遂げ火炎の成り灯火自然部燃やせ八百屋を死に埋めよ火の粉焚きつけるのが仕事ガソリンとステロイド燃える様を見事火休みをしない迷い間でできない死が囲の一つとなりやがて全て音ない燃えつたいでもまだ消えてないから 忘れてみたい情熱の日はいつしかいつの日にか体は気づいている僕らはいつか消える緩やかに若さを溶かして仲間にで Why so still here?
Zeal Vatshe with Kayan, which anime fans can currently hear as the opening theme to the reboot of Osamu Tezuka's classic Dororo. Sometimes known as Queen Bee, the band has contributed various songs to such anime and films as Moteki and Tokyo Ghoul. Outside of music, frontwoman Avuchan has done some stage acting with her playing Columbia in a 2017 production of the Rocky Horror Show, and will be taking on the role of Yitzhak in the iconic musical Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Right now, we're going to spin a song from one of my favorite Japanese indie rockers, Detroit 7, one of the bands that came up in conversation online with Rick Weisinger of the band I Am a Rocket Ship. While drummer Miyoko Yamaguchi has been busy with the band Bim Bam Boom, guitarist and vocalist Tomomi Nabana has since become a badass mom to two rocket kids. From their One Love album, here are Detroit 7 with This Side of Paradise.
Take me to the sea. After winter is gone, tell me, can you feel? I'm a woman, tell me more, tell me what you see. Take me, take me more, take me to every your place.
Before our dinner is down, tell me,
buddy Skinny List here with My Distraction, a cut from their upcoming album, The Story Is, in stores March 1st. Skinny List will be hitting the road across the UK and America very, very soon, so be sure to visit their Facebook to see if they're coming to a town near you. If there's one video game that will live the tests of time, it's Tetris. For decades, the block-building puzzler has led to hundreds of variations, from handheld experiences and crossovers with Puyo Puyo, to even entering the virtual space with the Tetris Effect, and having a playable version of the game concocted using the lighting of an MIT building. It may come as no surprise that there are even tournaments for Tetris, where people can win hundreds of thousands of dollars and be declared the best player in the world. And naturally, a game like Tetris 99 is the perfect way to practice for such a tournament. Announced last Wednesday in a Nintendo Direct and released on the same day, Tetris 99 is a huge battle royale in Tetris form. You go up against 98 others with the ability to attack other players by filling their area with blocks with the hopes of eliminating them. And you would think that just playing Tetris against a few others wouldn't be an intense experience. As someone who has spent the last few days playing what may in fact be the only battle royale game I can legit compete in, I will tell you that it's one of the most mind-racking competitive gaming titles out there. I've been playing Tetris since I had it on my original Game Boy, where I spent hours trying to build my blocks and make some combos, and even to this day, it's still one of the very few video games out there that has given me more and more new challenges every time I play it. But Tetris 99 is a beast of a different kind. Tetris on its own is tough enough, but knowing you're up against 98 other players puts a whole lot more pressure on you. And unlike something like Fortnite or PUBG, you don't exactly know what's going to be in your arsenal. You might see the next couple of blocks appear, but that's still not enough to make a good enough strategy. Tetris 99 adds a bigger weight on one's shoulders as you try to climb the online ranks. It's tough as hell, especially when you become a part of the final 50 combatants. And don't get me started if you make it to the top 10. I actually made it to the number 9 spot. That's as high as I've gotten, which I think is kind of an accomplishment, FYI. The blocks start moving down faster, the music picks up, and it pushes you towards making some pretty dumb fucking mistakes with a flick of one's fingers. When I want to face off against others in a battle, this is the type of game I want to do it in. Not since Overwatch have I had this much fun with such intense combat. The only downside right now with Tetris 99 is that you can't find your friends to compete against them alongside the masses. Hopefully, we'll add that in the near future, but for now, Tetris 99 is one hell of an online multiplayer. You can get it for absolutely free in the eShop, so long as you have the Nintendo Online subscription. And considering it's $20 a year, it's a damn good bargain. Nintendo, you did damn good with Tetris 99, as did the developers over at Arlica. These are the same guys behind the Grandmaster Tetris series, as well as Street Fighter EX, and probably my favorite Mega Man video game of all time, Mega Man Network Transmission. Great job all around. So, I kind of need to get a bit more of a Tetris 99 fix, so I'm going to play a couple more tracks and run off and play a couple more rounds. Here's a little number from Dean Fujioka. Some may know him as an actor thanks to his portrayal of Roy Mustang in the live-action Fullmetal Alchemist, but many know his singing chops thanks to the opening theme contribution to Yuri on Ice. From his new album, History in the Making, this is Sakura.
また明日会えるかな呟くベッドの中吐息感じた喋り尽くし無言の電話目を閉じて広がる世界あのさ今から会おうよいても立ってもいられないよ震えたままの声動き出すワンダーランまるで映画の一コマ君はどこ行くのって僕は聞こえんふりして秘密分け合うように肩寄せて壊してキス通り過ぎてく光眩しすぎて最後の言葉なぜか見つからない I gotta say
心配しない、声枯れても語り尽くせない、放課後の先にある未来だから、また会おうよ、初めの一歩踏み出そうよ、それぞれの旅立ち、これから未体験ゾーン、起こるかもしれない奇跡、時を止まれだなんて僕は確かめたくて、変わらない形ないものを夕日に染まってく、高鳴ること、なぜなのか理由なんていらない、君と一緒に歌うこのメロディー、きっとずっと色褪せない、
I gotta say goodbye、 It's time to say goodbye、あの場所で分かち合った物語を、ねえまだ君は覚えてるかな、今年また散ってく桜、
Are you ready for this? Come on!
I gotta say goodbye, it's time to say goodbye, you best believe you can fly away, make it bright in the sky, you'll find your shining star, no matter
Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
昼を向くような飛行機、行儀よく食べるコツはない、噛みすぎたガムに唱えすぎた祈りに嫌気がさして、何を吐き捨てる、甲羅に隠れて落書き、でも足も出ないでため息、乾ききった喉を生まれ持った苛立ちを紛らわすため、何を飲み込む、 No surrender baby、 傷つくなよ、汚れ切った世界から必ず連れ出してみせる、 どんなに悲しくても、消し出す歌を歌いながら、舞台から降りたバレリーナ、靴を投げ捨てた水は黄昏の空に、リズムのないセリフに
From 2008's Pied Piper album, that was The Pillows with No Surrender. This year, of course, marks the 30th anniversary for the band, so expect some big events and shows to be held to celebrate this massive occasion. Up next, we have the band Burning House, and if you find yourself in the London area next month, you can catch them at the Victoria on March 7th at 7:30 p.m. as they share the stage with New Candies and Sunscreen. Here's their latest single entitled Mirror Song.
Yeah.
the legendary Go Go Nana Ichihachihachi with Sekai no Shashokara off of their Go Roku Q album, one of the other Japanese rock bands I was going back and forth with. I am a rocket ship. Though the trio has since been long disbanded, they're all still working hard on various projects. Yu has her new band, Chiri Nuru wa Waka, Akko's got her solo projects, and Turkey now drums for the group La La Larks, though I'm pretty sure a lot of people are holding up for a reunion, myself included. After spending 16 years in development, James Cameron's adaptation of Yukito Kishiro's Battle Angel Alita has finally arrived in theaters. He handed the project over to someone who knows how to make great action movies, Robert Rodriguez. The end result? Alita, Battle Angel, spent the last few months being delayed to tinker with its CGI after its portrayal of Alita's eyes gained some criticism from critics and fans alike. But man, after finally sitting down and watching it, Alita Battle Angel delivered some of the best action I've seen on the big screen in years. There were times where the CGI and live action elements meshed perfectly together, to the point where I couldn't figure out what was real and what was fake. It's like they took what James Cameron learned with Avatar and injected that with steroids. Honestly, you will not find a film with better special effects than this one. As for the rest of the film, it has its ups and downs. While the storyline of Alita Battle Angel is deep, the result of meshing together four volumes of the original manga into a two-hour film can lead to some questionable transitions and plot points. It can be kind of ADD in some areas when it comes to deep character background stories and the like, but I do appreciate that they do cut to the chase and forego any long-winded conversations that drags the overall arc of the tale down. The end result is a story that isn't great, but I will say that it's far better than most action films deliver. There was also some excellent acting from Rosa Salazar as Alita and Christoph Waltz as Dr. Ito, with the father-daughter-like dynamics driving the heart of the story. Jennifer Connelly brought forth a great yin-yang of good and bad as Ito's ex-wife Chiren, with Ed Skrein as the cyborg bounty hunter Zepang being the film's scene stealer. My only complaint in the acting department is that of Kian Johnson, who plays Alita's love interest Hugo. It wasn't that he was bad per se, but rather his contributions to the story were forgettable at times. But all in all, Alita Battle Angel impressed me. While it had some issues with rushed plotlines, the action, impressive CGI, and great performances made it a very enjoyable movie. The only downside is how it ends, as there may not be a chance to see what happens next, depending on how well it does at the box office. But if you wish to see the best live-action anime adaptation probably since Cromartie High, then do yourselves a favor and go see Alita Battle Angel. Fingers crossed that this can lead to more better live-action anime adaptations in the future. Though, I'm not entirely sure what to think of Mark Webb's upcoming take on Your Name. After he kind of messed up Spider-Man, I don't think I trust him near a Makoto Shinkai property. But let's not toss bricks through what is currently an invisible house just yet. Let's wait to see when a trailer drops before we judge. Until then, please go see Alita Battle Angel. And while you buy tickets for that, let's play a couple more tracks. Here's a new song from J-pop extraordinaire Yuki, who just released her latest album, For Me. This is Yatara to Synchronicity.
Yeah! 子な仕事に東奔西走しくじったり、あの子手並み拝見我が物顔で敷いてやったり、柄にもなった時々涙がぽつり落ちてったり、助けて欲しくそのセティ、平成ではいられない、恋の時代も見せて、私たちまだこれから、電話でもメールでもなくてたら、会いたい泣いても焼いても散々でも明け足取りはさてやりやった、神様のさじ投げ焦らせるな、誰の金止まっても借りたいくらい、せわしなく歩け月夜の朝も、さみだれをよけてうまくやりたいの、見逃すのタイミング、
culture-saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste-testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Song of Beasts, now we'll all song to-
Arctic punk icons Flog and Molly with Screaming at the Wailing Wall off of their classic album Within a Mile from Home. Dave King and the gang are currently on the road here in America and will be playing in my neck of the woods this Friday at Boston's House of Blues. I cannot wait. They always put on one hell of a show. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter and the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade and Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration for this week's tracks from Nocturum and Burning House, made by Shameless Promotion PR, and a very special thank you to Shape-Shifting Aliens for last week's contribution to Shameless Tuesdays. Be sure to grab their self-titled debut album. It is really good. This Thursday, catch a new episode of Wicked Anime, where we discuss about the Ni No Kuni movie, why it's obnoxious to have to go see a friend's new baby, and video games that deserve the anime treatment. It's all happening in just a couple of days on the Nerdy Show site and wherever podcasts get their podcasts on. Today we're going to end the show with a cool collaboration between Rock on Ciel's Hyde and X-Japan band leader Yoshiki. Fingers crossed that this will lead to an X-Japan Rock on Ciel world tour. Last fall, they brought the world Red Swan for the anime series Attack on Titan, and now they have unleashed a new single entitled Zipang, but we are going to play the B-side from that release, which is a cover of a very well-known Duran Duran hit. This is Ordinary World. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck. And if you excuse me, I'm going to play a little bit more of Tetris 99 right now. See you in a couple weeks. guys. This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.